sixth episode of Cinco Mas.
I'm Dave.
I'm Susie.
I'm Randy.
Hey guys. Sup.
Am I the special guest again?
Yeah. You're the special guest until further notice.
So we have a really great show lined up.
Yeah, I picked most of it. Randy picked the best songs. It's your song, introduce it.
Yeah, it's TLC from the Poetic Justice soundtrack. That was actually a time song that was produced by Prince, and I'm pretty sure that Prince then produced this song as well later.
What song is it?
Can you please silence your phone?
Oh, it's called Get It Up.
Oh,
So that was TLC with Get It Up.
And Dave doing some white backup singing.
Whatever. Get it up. Oh, sorry. Never mind.
Okay.
What?
Anyway, so the next song is another song from that Red Bull Music Academy compilation I played like a couple shows ago. It's this dude, Chester Lone Ranger. There is virtually nothing about this guy. He apparently has never made any other song that's seen the light of day.
Yeah, he needs to change his name to something else.
It is bad, isn't
it? But I don't know, Randy.
I know.
Everyone wants to know who he is.
Right? No, it's Dave's basically saying that I shouldn't talk because I have like the worst name on the planet.
Oh, yeah, you need to go by your
Randy's
name.
DJ name is Hot Hobo.
With two T's.
Well, I had to change it. The only reason I changed it to two T's is because like Gmail or my email account, like there already was a Hot Hobo, and I was like, great. So I have to change my DJ name to like add an extra T. Pathetic.
I wish.
You should change your DJ name to Cold Homeowner.
What? I'll think
about
that.
Cold Homeowner.
Cold Homeowner.
It's the opposite of Hot Hobo. Come on.
No, it's...
God,
DJ Cold Homeowner?
Yeah.
No, it'd be like Cold Aristocrat or something. Would be the opposite.
DJ Frigid Suburban. Frigid Suburbanite.
Yeah, none of these are working.
All right.
For
fine.
Me.
Okay.
Not that my name works, but...
Here
whatever.
We go. Chester Lone Ranger with Boogie Dreams. We'll be right back.
get so invested.
Yeah, I'm stingy, but I'm not lame. I'm actually not stingy, that's why I'm always broke.
You bringing this back in?
Hey, you guys,
two of the best conversations in between songs?
Randy, nobody can hear you if you don't speak into your microphone.
Speak into your mic.
That's like radio, you know.
I didn't know we were recording.
First day of radio class.
I took radio class.
Rule number.
You're the only one in this room.
I know.
Yeah, I took it. I taught radio class.
Oh my
really?
God.
Yeah. I could go a whole sentence without swearing. I could probably go this whole passage without swearing. Saying radio-friendly words. Like, tune in. Well, that's two words, but...
That's cheesy.
Well, I just wanted to mention that, you know, don't let the pizza get cold.
It's not. It's
Susie
really
just cooked
hot.
A pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're spending too much time in here talking and less time eating pizza.
Oh, the next song is this band from Brooklyn called Further Reductions. Song's called Not Unknown. Album's Decidedly So.
Thank you.
damn it.
Okay, next song is Comic Wow Miami Song Tennis 2. And this is off a compilation that just came out from Asthmatic Kitty Records. They did this whole series called Library Catalog Music, and they commissioned all these artists to come up with different instrumentals. And this one's... What's so funny?
I don't know.
I can't see.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, you haven't heard of that label. Maybe it's just... It's like the label that Kimya Dawson is on.
And their logo is it's really tiny, but we think it's a cat.
Tiny cat it's a that's cat. Coughing.
Yeah, it's a cat that's coughing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cosmic Wow. I keep wanting to say Cosmic. Comic Wow with Miami Song Tennis 2.
On Asthmatic Kitty.
Yeah. They're awesome. They're from Miami.
Nice pronunciation.
Yeah. Of Asthmatic?
Yeah.
Thanks. I really like the last half of that song.
Yeah, me too.
What? Why do you guys... I'm funny.
What, oh, should we be laughing? Is that what it is?
That was so funny. Can we do the next song?
No.
Let's just do it. Okay. So the next song is Chrysalis. It's called April Grove from their only album ever, Definition. This was a college band in the 70s from Ithaca, New York, and then Frank Zappa found out about them and took them to New York City to record their album. And it didn't go very well, and so this was the only album they ever made.
Watching the silent wings of rubber fly, I contemplate his victims as they die. No one sheds a tear, no one interferes. Life will come and go this year in April Grove. Under the moldy leaves on Springtail's day, they hardly ever see the light of day. To scratch away at their roof of clay, then they always jump up. April Grove, I'm an alien in clothing in your realm. I'm alone, I'm invading, but you're holding me here, and I'm overwhelmed. Getting stoned, watching me under rings of swallowtail, following thistle blossom pollen trail. Flower juice in the sun profuse, between shadows seeping through to April Grove. April Grove, I'm an alien in clothing in your realm. Getting stoned, watching me under rings of swallowtail, following thistle blossom pollen trails. No one interferes, no one ever hears. Life will come and go this year in April Grove.
Can I have another beer?
Here you go. That was the sound of a beer being passed. So the next song is, I don't even know what it is, Chateau Marmont.
This is sound of a radio show being passed on.
Good one.
All right. Did I nail? Good.
You nailed it. You can just hang up your mic now. Yeah, so next band in Chateau Marmont. They're from Paris. And the song is called Mice on Claws.
Thank you.
I think you need to do a little more research on noises to make that go good with delay. I think Shaw's getting...
No way, that's my catchphrase.
Like, yeah.
What's your Shaw?
We get a lot of...
It's going to say Dave Lucius, and then have like a dash and quotes, and it'll say Shaw with like six A's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get a lot of fan mail, mail about the Shaw. The Shaw.
We do.
I know, I like it.
It'll be your Wikipedia entry. It'll say your name.
Shaw.
Coined Shaw.
Yeah. Best known for his Shaw. Dave also did other stuff, too. And but never quite... I don't know. We're so stupid. Anyway, that was amazing. Who was that, Susie? What?
That was Chateau Marmont from their EP... I think it's Solar Apex is what it's called. I can't read that far.
You're just supposed to know, man.
I don't remember all these details like Randy.
Like what kind of music we're playing and...
The details that I remember, usually there's like one or two major flaws in like what I say. I'll like say it
like I know
it. The
title of a song isn't a detail. It's...
Yeah, it's just...
It's a topic. It's a main point.
I'm an audio learner.
Audio. Audio.
I recognize sounds, not names.
I'm Vizial. So
I'm Randy.
Randy brought some Emperor Machine that he often listens to.
Yeah, I'm a big dork for Emperor Machine. I think he's great. And next up is an Emperor Machine track, which is a remix of some band named Duchess Says. And the thing with remixes that kind of sucks is, like, you have to use parts of the original song, right? Like, so people can reference it. But I think the song would be way better without vocals, which is why we're only playing the second part of the song, which has way less vocals. And not to discount anything about the song, I think it's great. But this is... Duchess Says, Black Flag, the second part, Emperor Machine Remix. We'll be right back.
Yoga makes me feel dumb because it empties my head.
You figuratively,
right? I clear my head,
right?
And then I forget everything, including how to introduce songs.
Yeah.
Interact socially. I don't really want to talk about it. Anyway.
So next is...
What? We didn't even listen to that song.
Well, we just played Emperor Machine, and next up we have a track that Susie brought.
Oh, it's so far. Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay, so the next track is Gian Piero Reverbery? I don't know how to say it. Let me try it again. Okay.
Is that the yoga talking?
Oh my god, I don't know.
Nailed. Best known for his Shaw, Nailed.
Never quite.
Comes at a close.
Never quite got the credit he deserved for Nailed.
Yeah.
The next track is Gian Piero Reverbery and his orchestra. He's an Italian composer. He used to work a lot on Italian spaghetti westerns, including the track that Gnarls Barkley sampled. Isn't that CeeLo? Is it Gnarls Barkley?
Gnarls Barkley's Danger Mouse and CeeLo.
Yeah. So the track that they sampled to make Crazy, which is like so catchy, is from Reverbery, this guy. So we're going to listen to one of his songs. It's called Cat Casanova.
Thank you.
Has anyone used that for anything?
Do you guys remember that cat song I played on the very first show?
That's why I picked
Jingle
this.
Jingle Cats, yeah.
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 Jingle Cats are tight.
That's why I picked this song out of all the other ones.
Biting My Style.
Yeah, actually, like,
actually,
everyone that I've
this,
showed...
like, meh. Before you were born.
No, I'm saying you're biting this my style for choosing cat songs. Because that's my style.
No, I'm just following the style of the show, which I established.
So, Randy, what's going on? What's next?
Oh, this is a boogie track that I recently picked up. LJ Reynolds. You got Bootsy Collins on the bass. And this guy LJ making some soul music that is funky. She's like, oh my god, you look so young with your haircut. I was like, what the fuck?
She just wants to compliment you.
But being young is not a compliment. If she said I would look handsome or like sexy or something, then it would be cool.
I don't think it's ever a diss to call someone young looking.
It is when you get carded for cigarettes and you're like 30.
I don't feel bad for you. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's not a pity tale. I mean, it kind of is.
It kind of is.
All right. Well, anyways, the next track is by Gino Studio, who is a new artist working with Emperor Machine. So It's a very Emperor Machine heavy show. And this track is called Shazbot. We'll be right back.
Jazzbot. And next up, Susie has another track.
What is wrong with
that? That's how I'm going to talk from now on. That's my new voice. Super slow, monotone radio.
Well, then you have to do it even when you make an aside.
That is my new voice. Super slow, monotone.
That is so annoying.
I don't understand.
You could speak like the guy who walks around this neighborhood and sings in monotone.
And then I'll be like, Shaw. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Randy. That, so there's this
you know
guy
what I'm
that.
Talking about?
Yeah, there's this guy that walks around the neighborhood.
Does he have like a Walkman on him?
Yeah, yeah. He
yeah,
always
shaved
has a,
head.
He always has a Walkman and he sings whatever song he has playing loudly.
But does he just yell it? He doesn't really sing.
It's not really yelling, it's like loud talking. But then if he comes up behind you, he'll actually stop, like right when he gets to you, he'll stop singing and then he'll pass you and start singing again. Yeah. As if you wouldn't notice, but you could hear him from like half a block away.
Yeah, what's crazy is I knew about that guy for years before seeing him, and I got to know him just from him walking back and forth in front of my window here outside.
So you felt like you knew him?
Yeah, and I actually didn't want to see him, kind of how you don't want to see what people look like that are on the radio. Kind of
yeah,
like
I
how
know.
Nobody would ever want to see what we look like.
Yeah.
Of course, they'd have to actually listen to us to not want to see us. So maybe they do want to see
yeah,
us.
Yeah, currently they do want
to
see us.
Because they don't listen to us.
Okay, so we're going to listen to another track from Comic Wow. That compilation was just so good that I couldn't just pick one thing. So this one is it's called Nice Chaps.
If
you
tape.
No.
As long as it's good.
If you play it back to back, like two tracks back to back,
that's acceptable.
If you do it correctly, it's no. There's no rule. I mean, it's just like you can't rely on one thing too much.
There's totally a rule.
That's a rule.
Okay.
Speaking of rules,
this is Larry Young's Fuel. The song's called Star Tripper.
really matters.
Shocking.
Shocking.
That was... What was that?
Larry Young's Fuel. That song was called Star Tripper. It's like some, yeah, cosmic elevator music.
Is it old?
Yeah, like 75, 76.
That's old. Cool.
Oh, man, you know what that sound means, guys.
It's just Dickler.
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
That's what the sound means, right? What was that TV show where they're like, you know what that sound means?
Let's. I'm trying to do that, man, but you
what
guys aren't.
What show is that?
I can't remember. What show is that, though? They're like, hey, kids.
Was I think it that's
the
like
Mickey
every,
Mouse show?
It's like most shows.
Most shows, there's a sound, and then they tell
and it
you.
It means something when there's a sound. In this case, in our case, it means, hey, that was a great episode. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and this has been Cinco Mas Seis, our sixth episode. I'm Dave.
I'm Susie.
Randy.
Susie made pizza tonight and brought beer. Thank you very much. Played some amazing
good job.
Music.
Thanks, guys.
Way to go.
This is my
I'm
new...
really getting my act together.
You are.
Yeah. Wait, this is my new radio voice. It's uppity and like fast talky.
Like the first episode where you sound like insane.
What?
You have to end everything on
you sounded like an auctioneer on the first episode.
What are you talking about? Because I actually said stuff?
I think for the next episode, we should get like roaring drunk before we even start. Just see what happens.
I don't think the show would happen.
You don't think so?
I think that could be a disaster, but we could try.
Oh, wait. Say bye to all the people, Susie. All your fan.
Shut up.
Nailed. I'm your fan.
I want to know who has the most fans.
Okay, so
why is everyone looking at me?
Everyone call in and tell us who's your favorite.
All right.
Every call in.
Oh my God.
Come on. What?
You know people named Colin.
That goes right up there with Dave's bad joke at the beginning.
What was
I think that's actually worse than Dave's
some
bad joke.
Some literal joke.
What was my bad joke?
It was some other play on
words. Cold homeowner.
Oh, frigid
so
suburbanite.
Bad.
Yeah.
All right, anyway,
everyone.
This has been an amazing
okay,
show.
Bye.
And please vote for Dave on the website.
Vote for me.
Don't vote for Randy. He could care less.
Oh, you're gonna win.
Yeah, it's like Brewster's Millions. Like, don't vote.
Thanks for tuning in. You should do the show after. Yeah.